Hello and welcome to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with relevant news, recent developments, and must-have information about what's happening inside the Mat-Su School District.
Good morning. This is Jillian Morrissey, the Public Information Officer for the Mat-Su Borough School District, and I have a very special show for you today. I'm really excited about this. I have in the studio with me two interns and the instructor from Project Search, and I just wanted to welcome Shay, Connor, and Kim into the studio today.
Hi.
It's great to have you in here. So we have some discovery to do first. So I want to start with you, Kim, as the instructor of Project Search. Why don't you tell our listeners what it is?
Okay. Well, what it is, it's a program that was founded back in 1996 by a woman named Erin Riley, and she was a ER director at Cincinnati Children's Hospital. And she noticed a lot of young adults coming in with developmental and intellectual disabilities and thought, wouldn't it be great to train some of these young adults for some of the high turnover jobs at the hospital and ultimately hire them so they can learn job skills. And so she partnered with the head of special ed at Cincinnati School District. And together they formed this partnership. And now there's over 500 Project Search sites
all over the country,
all over the world,
all over the world.
And what it is, it's a partnership between school districts, agencies, and businesses. Not always hospitals, but there's a lot of hospitals. And it's a 1-year program for students with disabilities in their last year of high school, okay. Between the ages of 18 and 21. And it gives them an unpaid work experience within different departments of the hospital or the business to really learn, work skills in the culture of a employer. With ultimate, the goal is to get competitive employment at the end of the 1 year.
So how does Project Search look in the Mat-Su? Like
Mat-Su?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Mat-Su, the Project Search has been, I think, we're going into our 9th year.
Okay.
And we have some really great partners, and the whole key to the whole thing is the partnership. And so Mat-Su Regional Hospital is our employer business led program. And mm-hmm. So it's Mat-Su Regional Hospital, Mat-Su School District, and the Department of Vocational Rehabilitation, and the Governor's Council on Disabilities. So those are all our partners. So our students are all at Mat-Su Regional. They follow a regular school calendar, and they are in the school for the first 3 weeks of the school year. They're with me learning job skills, interviewing skills. We have a classroom in the hospital.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So right now we're located at the outpatient center on Bogard. And the students get transported, to the site, and we meet for an hour now every day, and then the bus picks them up and takes them over to the hospital to their job sites from about 10 to 2, and then picks them back up, brings them back to the school where they get their transportation home.
Excellent. So I'm going to ask Connor, I was going to ask you a question first about what you do at the hospital. What's your role?
My task is MedSearch department.
Okay.
I do cardboard, trash, vacuuming, just stocking blankets and blanket warmer.
Excellent. So do you work in all of the departments?
I work in all the departments.
Okay. So what do you like best about your internship?
I like stocking and cardboard and trash.
And what do you not like? What is the least favorite part of your internship?
Vacuuming.
Vacuuming? Okay,
yes.
Fair enough. It's mine too at home.
So. Yeah.
It's probably because it's loud.
Yes, indeed it is loud to have hearing aids on, and it's very hurt my ears.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Do you have something that can help you with that? Does it?
I turn them down, all the way down, and after I'm done vacuuming, I turn them back on and go to the next station.
Do you ever forget sometimes to turn them back on?
No.
All the way, no?
No.
Okay. So. Well, that's great. That's good. So, Shay, I want to find out about your internship. What do you do at the hospital?
Okay, so I actually work over at the outpatient center in the physical therapy department. I do all the tasks that nobody else might have time to do. I fax and I do their filing and I do their cleaning. And sometimes I go down to cardiac rehab and I do the cleaning down there. Today I made 50 copies of a bunch of things that they needed done.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have time to do that because they were in the middle of the class. On a regular daily basis, I'm upstairs in the physical therapy department filing discharges. I fax, I clean. I go down twice a day for cardiac rehab. And a lot of the time, I run out of things to do and have to find my own things to do.
Sounds like you're pretty efficient and good at what you do.
I'm pretty good at what I do.
That's awesome. So what's the thing you don't like the most? Like, what do you not like about your internship?
I don't like working with the discharges because I spend hours on end sometimes just flipping through the charts, trying to find the right numbers, the right dates, the right names. And all the words are really, really small.
Uh-huh.
And my eyesight is not the best.
Oh, so that's really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So, you two are just two of many students that are part of Project Search this year. So,
yeah.
Kim, how many students are currently doing internships?
So we have 7 interns, and they are at different departments. We have a student in the ER department. We have another student who's in information technology, where he's cleaned over 100 computers throughout the whole hospital, both locations. We have 2 students in food services. One's in doing dish prep and bringing trays to the patient floors, and the other one is doing the cafeteria, the front end, stocking and coffee stations. And I think that's it. We have these two.
So every year you have a new class of interns, right? So it's going to change next year.
Every year, yes.
So how are interns assigned their roles and within the hospital or the outpatient center?
Well, so we mostly from student preference and their interests of what they might want to do. And
they get to select.
We do a tour in the beginning. They get to look at all the different departments. Some of them, they may do that one internship rotation. They do 3 different rotations throughout the year.
Oh, okay.
So they're about 10 to 12 weeks long. So they're still in their first rotation. They'll go till Christmas break, and then they'll do 2 more after the first of the year. So most of them will get to see, you know, the different departments. But they do get to select, to a certain extent, some of their interests and their strengths and abilities that they might want to try. Some of them, they just wanted to try it, you know, and see if it was something that they'd be interested in. And the goal being they're learning transferable skills that they can take to any job site with the goal of getting a job within the community. Sometimes we have 2 students, you know, graduates that are still working at the hospital. We see them every day.
That's really fun.
So, it would be nice, to get hired through the hospital. But, you know, the agencies and Department of Voc Rehab helps us to place them in jobs in the community once we learn a lot of the different abilities and their strengths of what they're good at.
So I have some questions about where you two were at school before Project Search. Where were you before this program?
I was in the Next Step program.
Okay.
It's like job training for when they get a job. And it's a really good program. This program.
Excellent. Where were you, Shay?
I was also in Next Step, but for the 4 years of high school, I had a paid job at my high school's student store.
Oh, excellent. Like for snacks and concessions?
It's basically where you can go and get a full-on lunch that's better than the one that they serve in the cafeteria.
Excellent. I've had some of those. They are pretty good.
Yeah.
So that helps me understand where students are coming from. So is that pretty typical, Kim, that they're all in lots of different – they can be at Next Step, they can be out of school?
Ideally Project Search is usually their last year before they age out at 21.
Okay.
So a lot of them may participate in some of the other transition programs like Next Step for a year or two after they leave their, you know, their senior year. They might go on to a one or two years. If they need a little additional, they do some community daily living skills and other transition skills that they learn. And then Project Search is strictly for employment, the goal being, you know, competitive employment. But in order to get into Project Search, they do need to have at least two work experiences, whether volunteer or paid.
So she's experienced in this at the snack bar, like that's that's one.
And
of the,
through Next Step, they probably each have two work experiences each year they were in Next Step, which does help with the application and interview process that they've had some work experience.
So if we have listeners that are listening to this show right now and saying, "Oh my goodness, I had no idea this existed." What are some of the other things? I mean, there are only, you said, is it seven spots for Project Search?
I believe we could take 8 to 10.
8 to 10. Okay. So how does a family, how does a student apply, or what's the process to get in to one of these internships?
Well, I will say we do have our annual open house, which is next Thursday, November 15th, from 11 to 1 at the hospital.
Excellent.
And so we meet with all of the high school special education teachers. So a family who's maybe have a student who's a junior or senior and wants to come check it out and see if it's something that might fit for their child, they're welcome to come and explore and find out about it and maybe talk to their teacher, their case manager of their child, and see, you know, grab an application and see if maybe it is a good fit for them. They need to be between the ages of 18 to 21, be eligible to be a DVR client.
What's that mean?
So Department of Vocational Rehabilitation. Okay. So they have their own application and intake process, which becomes part of our application process as well. We provide the forms. They come and help the families to become a client of Department of Rehab because they will help them while they're at Project Search. It's part of the partnership, and then they will help with the follow-along services after they leave our program. You know, after they get employment, and they will have, you know, if
that's
they need a job
continuity.
Coach.
Okay.
It keeps, that's the whole goal of Project Search, that it's a cohesive collaboration that doesn't just end. It follows, follow-along services with the student after they leave.
Excellent. Well, that's exactly what I wanted to ask both of you is, so you've worked through Next Step and have been exposed to a lot of different jobs that are out there in the community. You're working now with Project Search at the hospital, the outpatient center. So, Shay, tell me, what would you like to do next? Do you have an idea?
I have a pretty vague idea. I want to work in, like, a bookstore or a library or somewhere that has food, kids, or animals.
Those are three very happy things. That makes sense. What about you, Connor? What would you like to do?
I like to work at the movie theater for cleaning and vacuuming and sweep all the popcorn and stuff.
Vacuuming? I thought that was not your favorite.
Vacuuming it is, but the thing is about the vacuuming that I can turn my hang aids down, I said. And that, after I'm done, I just want to work over at the movie theater, so.
Do you like movies? Is that part
of it? I do like movies. I do.
I think you get free movies when you work at the theater, don't you?
We also have a friend who works over at the movie theater from the other Next Step.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So you know what that looks like already.
Yeah.
If you were to work there.
We've seen him a couple of times working.
That's great. So, Kim, I was going to ask, what am I missing about Project Search? What have I asked you about?
I talked about the partners. I just think it's one of those things where I think, you know, we want the parents and families to be aware of it and that this program, it does exist. I think it gives students a competitive edge over maybe some of their peers getting, you know, when they get out of high school, they'll have, you know, 5, 6, 7 work experiences on their resumes before they graduate high school, which I think is excellent.
And the kids that are fresh out of high school.
That may not have some job experience. So it gives them, you know, a little bit of a presentation. And we're out looking for the jobs before school gets out. So our hope is that they're already placed in employment before they graduate.
One of the things that I forgot to ask is what you said you start the day in the classroom every day. Can you just tell me what a day in the life of an intern looks like generally? Just the flow?
Okay. So, so it's split between, classroom time and then job time. So they start their day with an hour we follow a curriculum. It's a project search curriculum that covers a variety of different categories. We do team building, workplace safety. They also go through the similar employee orientation as any hospital employee. They get badges. They have to go through. They learn all of the protocols and all of the
things. And you wear uniforms, too?
And they wear their uniforms.
And we wear much different uniforms than people at the hospital do. They're project search issued uniforms.
Got it. But so it's specific to your internship?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. They'll come to the class. They arrive about 9 o'clock in the morning. They have about an hour of – we do our class time. Different things, different parts of the curriculum, plus they're working on their PowerPoint presentations. They learn presentation skills, job interview skills. And then, like I said, they head over to their jobs from about 10 to 2. And then at 2 o'clock, they debrief at the end of the day over at the hospital. There's two job coaches. One job coach is through the Matsu School District. The other job coach is funded through the DVR, the Voc Rehab. So they're on site all day long so that, throughout the whole process to see do we need to, make accommodations? Do we need to, have different supports that they might need? Do we need visual cues? They have task lists that are attached to their badges so they know exactly what they're supposed to do next and in what rotation if they lose sight. They have mentors within their departments to help them. So they debrief with those job coaches every day. They do a self-evaluation on themselves of how they did. There's like 25 work expectations that they look at every day about themselves. And they debrief, and then the bus picks them up at the hospital, school bus, and then it brings them back to their home base school for transportation home.
Where's your home base school, Shay?
Matsu Day School.
Okay, where's yours?
Come. Matsu Day School.
Excellent.
All of ours is through Matsu Day School.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
All these programs, yeah.
The run out of Matsu Day School. Mm-hmm. Oh,
the Next Steps and Project Search all run out of Matsu Day School.
Okay. So you get bused back to Matsu Day School, and then what?
And then some of us hop on buses to go home, and some of us catch a ride at the school.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. Well, did you want to, Shay, I think you wanted to give a couple shout-outs to some people. Do you want to share that now?
I'd like to give a shout-out to all of the people who have helped me get to where I am. Mr. Ray and all the teachers over at Wasilla Next Step, my teachers at Wasilla High, and, of course, my project search teachers, Ms. Kim, Paul, and Jared. Thank you for helping us get as far as we have.
That's excellent. Connor, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Yes. I just want to say thank you for supporting me and thank you for giving me a job training for learn how to get a job. And I want to say thank you for Wasilla Next Step, Mr. Ray Hafen, and Project Search teachers, Ms. Kim and Paul and Jared. Thank you for helping me to get a job.
Oh, I love that. Well, there's so many people that help students through their whole journey through school and life. So I'm glad you two have had such great experiences. And it sounds like you're doing great work. And Kim, did you want to add anything?
I did want to say that the founder of Project Search will be visiting the Matsu on December 6th.
Oh, my goodness. To do
Erin Riley, she's coming to visit all of them. There's four in the state. And so, so I'd love to have her back on if we can have her say a few things. I know she'd love to. She loves coming to Alaska every year, so she'll be here on the 6th.
Well, this show will be recorded, so it would be fun to share this with her afterwards. So, thank you, Kim.
Thank you so
Connor
much.
Thanks, Connor and Shay, for making time to come in the studio and tell me about all the great things that you do. So I hope you have a great internship this year.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with information about what's happening in the Matsu schools. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.